I would like to ask you this morning, if you will, to please turn in your Bibles to the book of Psalms. I would like to read from the 89th Psalm, Psalm 89. I encourage you to follow in the Word of God and think about what the Word of God is saying to us today. Psalm 89, verses 15 and 16. Psalm 89, verses 15 and 16. We've just sung the song, Jesus Saves. Jesus Saves. First verse of that says, we have heard the joyful sound, Jesus Saves. Remember that expression that the songwriter used there. We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus Saves. Psalm 89 and verse 15 says, blessed is the people that know the what? The joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. If correctly read that Psalm 89, verses 15 and 16, before we begin to endeavor to study, I would ask you to please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to call upon the one true and living God who is all-powerful and all-wise. Lord, we're thankful that sometimes we can look at our lives and we can see that you're guiding and directing us. We can feel your presence with us, and we rejoice in that. We can say like Moses of old when they were about to go up toward the land of Canaan, and he said, Lord, if thou go not with us, then don't send us up there. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to feel your presence everywhere we go. That every day of our lives, that no matter where we are, that we would feel the comfort of the Holy Spirit, that we would feel your guidance, that you would give us wisdom, and we might hear the joyful sound of that still small voice speaking to our hearts, telling us, turn not to the left hand or to the right hand. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Help us, Lord, to walk in the way that you lead us. We know that sometimes you direct us by your Spirit, and yet we're rebellious and we go in another direction. We pray that you would forgive us of our many sins and shortcomings. Forgive us for those times that we have heard the joyful sound of the voice of God calling us, and yet we have not responded to that call. We pray that you would help us, that we would hear the voice of the Lord, and that we would follow thy voice in every way in our lives. Bless us now as we study thy holy word. We pray in the blessing, and we also ask, Lord, that you would bless all those who are sick and afflicted. There are so many that stand in great need of thy help, people in other nations, people in Haiti and other nations that are having great devastation. We pray that you would help them, and we pray especially upon that you would bless those that are upon our prayer list, the household of faith to which we belong, and that you would bless those that are having treatments for cancer, and bless those who have lost loved ones, comfort their hearts. Bless each individual that's here this morning. Pray that you would bless us now. We pray in the blessed and holy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalm 89, verse 15 says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Do you think you know the joyful sound? Do you think that you know the joyful sound? Okay. The joyful sound could have reference to a lot of different things. I thought about what are some sounds that make you rejoice? Somebody just name, not spiritual sounds, just name some natural sounds that make you rejoice.
First breath from a baby.
Say it again.
First breath from a baby.
Okay, the first breath from a baby. Brother Neil's son, Gunner, was born, I believe, 3 months premature, and that those breaths, every breath of that baby that you could hear was a joyful sound. Someone else, tell me another joyful sound that we like to hear. Grandchildren on the phone, absolutely. You've got to be a grandparent or you don't understand at all what Brother Tony is talking about. But when you hear your grandchildren talking to you on the phone, that's about the best phone call you can ever get. What's another joyful sound, natural joyful sound? A mother's voice, absolutely. I love to hear my mother's voice. You like to hear your mother's voice. A great, wonderful sound is the sound of a mother's voice. What's it? Say it again.
My wife.
Your wife. The sound of our wives, whether it's in the house or on the phone or wherever it is. To hear the voice of our companions is a great blessing. Sister Sarah? Okay, a mother's heartbeat. To lay your head on your mother's breast and to hear your mother's heartbeat. There are a lot of joyful sounds that we hear with our natural ears. But there are some other joyful sounds that we only born-again children of God can hear those joyful sounds. In fact, in these two verses that I just read to you, if you'll notice, it says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, singular, not plural, but blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Now notice the 16th verse says, in thy name shall they rejoice all the day. Now, verse 15 is saying, blessed are they that know the joyful sound, and verse 16 says that they will rejoice in what? In thy name. I believe that one of the things that spiritually, one of the things that is a joyful sound is the name Jesus. We have heard, we sang that song, we have heard the joyful sound, and what's the very next word in that song?
Jesus.
The other part is Jesus saves. Now, everything that Jesus does, you could say in that song, we could have one verse of that song that says, we have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saved. Jesus saved. And we would be talking primarily about going back to the cross of Calvary and thinking about He has saved us from our sins. Now, brethren, if you know that Jesus has saved you from your sins, every time you hear anything from the Word of God about Jesus saving you from your sins, that's a joyful sound. To know that Jesus Christ accomplished what He came to do, to know that Jesus has saved us from our sins, and to know beyond any shadow of a doubt that we will be in the eternal heaven one day because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because of the grace of God, we have been redeemed, and therefore it's a joyful sound to hear that Jesus saved us 2,000 years ago, that He saved us. But now, we have also heard the joyful sound, not just that Jesus saved us, but we've heard the joyful sound that Jesus saves. That means right now, day by day, Jesus is saving us. Marty mentioned in his prayer that when we get up in the morning, when we wake up and our heart is beating and we're able to breathe and our family is alive and well, we know that Jesus has saved us. He has saved us through another night. The only reason that you're alive this morning, I don't care how healthy you think you are, you could have died last night. And in fact, as Marty mentioned in his prayer, it's in God that we live and move and have our very being. Now, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Do you know the joyful sound? Do you know the joyful sound of just the name Jesus? Sometimes we sing that song, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. And brethren, there is something about the name of Jesus. That name Jesus is above every name. God gave Him that name. His parents did not choose that name. God the Father gave Him that name. And the name Jesus is above every name. Do you know the joyful sound of even just hearing the name Jesus? I don't know if he still does. Brother David, for a while, had that. I know he spoke one time on the importance of the name of Jesus. And on his phone recording for a long time after that, he would talk about the name of Jesus. Well, listen, brethren, whenever you have felt the power of the importance of the name Jesus, you'll know the joyful sound of his name. Just his name. There's nothing like the name of Jesus. Now, brethren, sometimes as we're walking in our daily lives, sometimes we're in the midst of troubles and problems, and we need to hear Jesus talking to us. We need to feel Jesus talking to us. The David in the 23rd Psalm, he says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." It's feeling and hearing the voice of Jesus that helps us get through the valley. He also said in the 23rd Psalm that he leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Do you know how you are led by God? One of the ways that you're led by God, according to the Scriptures, is that the voice of God is calling you. We sang several songs this morning. Jesus is calling. Have you ever heard Jesus calling? And I'm not talking about with these parts of your body on the side of the ear. I'm not the head. I'm not talking about these natural ears. But have you ever heard Jesus in your heart? Have you ever heard Jesus calling you? Not an audible voice, but in your heart you knew that Jesus was speaking to your heart. And when you know that Jesus is speaking to you, it will make your cup fill up and run over. Because it is a joyful sound to hear the voice of Jesus. To know that the God of heaven and earth cares about you. To know that you're in the midst of troubles and problems, and I would say sometimes the worst problems that we have are in the middle of the night. Or it can be in the middle of daytime, but the problems are so great that they're dark, and we're in the darkness of troubles. And to hear the voice of Jesus during those times, it's the joyful sound. Blessed. See, the Word of God is telling us here, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Did you know that you're blessed just to have Jesus direct you in which way to go? Sometimes I don't think we realize what a blessing it is to have the Word of God and to have Jesus telling us which way to go in our lives. The Old Testament says that when we travel and walk and live in our daily lives, that sometimes we will hear a voice behind us saying, "Turn not to the right hand, neither to the left. This is the way, walk ye in it." Have you ever heard that voice like that? I'm not talking again about an astral voice, but have you ever felt the leadership of the Spirit of God and the voice of God was speaking to you and God was calling you and God was directing you and you can say beyond any shadow of doubt, "I have heard the joyful sound that Jesus is directing me in my life." I think, brethren, that church bodies, they need to know which way God would have them to go. There's a big difference in following the voice of men and following the wisdom of men and following the voice of God and hearing the voice of God. Blessed, the Word of God says here, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Did you know that preaching is even joyful? Hearing preaching can be joyful. And you might say, "Well, yes, if you'll tell me about the love of God and the grace of God, that's joyful." Well, that is joyful. I don't know of anything more joyful than to hear about the amazing grace of God and the love of God. I'll tell you a sad thing I had happen this week. I was in Tifton, and my granddaughter called me. Olivia called and said, "Papa, would you bring your four-wheeler over here so we can ride your four-wheeler while you're over here preaching?" Well, that meant driving two vehicles. That meant loading up a trailer that is going to give me less gas mileage on the way over there and over on the way back. Let me tell you something. Your granddaughter calls you and asks you to do it, I'd have put it on my back and tried to get over there. I'd have pulled it over there by hand if she had wanted that. But as I was riding them, there was another little girl there at her house, and she wanted to ride around the block too. And as we rode around the block, I began to realize that, you know, this little girl is a stranger in this neighborhood. She might not know exactly where she is. And so I said, let's sing this song. And I started singing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. I once was what?
Lost.
Because that little girl was kind of lost when we were on the other side of the block and out of sight of that house. And so that little girl, I said, let's sing that. And I started singing, and I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind, but now I see. And she didn't sing at all. And I said, don't you know that song? She said, I had never heard that song before. She said, my papa is a country singer, and we sing country songs at our house. That's unbelievable to think. The little girl, about 8 years old, doesn't even know the songs of Amazing Grace. Isn't that amazing? I thought every heathen knew. You know, you can go to bars. There are drunks in the bars. They'll sing Amazing Grace to you. The people of God, listen, when we come together in the house of God and we're singing songs and we're singing praises to God, it's a joyful sound to hear the saints of the people of God lifting up their voices and making, here's what the Scripture says, make a what?
Joyful
noise unto the Lord. Do you know the joyful sound of hearing the saints sing? You might say, oh, well, I like to hear somebody that can hit all the right notes. I'd rather hear somebody that can't hit a single note in singing but lift up their voice and make a joyful noise in the Lord than hear somebody sing every song right to the letter in the right note. Listen, brethren, it is more important that we sing from our heart than from our head. It's only a joyful sound whenever you hear the people of God singing, Paul says, singing in the Spirit and singing with understanding. That's a joyful sound. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. You know what I'm talking about? Knowing the joyful sound. I want to go back to preaching. Preaching is a joyful sound. You might not believe that, but I hope you'll see that from the Word of God, preaching is a joyful sound. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah just a moment. Well, let me rephrase that. We're in Isaiah. We're going to go to Isaiah, but I want you to know when I said preaching is a joyful sound, preaching is only a joyful sound when you're in a particular condition. Sometimes preaching is something you don't want to hear. Some people don't like preaching. If everybody liked preaching, this building would be full, and every church building in this town would be full if everybody thought preaching was a joyful sound. You have an all-night sing at the stadium, what will happen, or what used to happen when we'd have those all-night sings? It would fill up. People would drive for miles and miles. Did they ever complain about the temperature out there? Never. Did they ever complain if it rained? No. Did they complain about the hard cement they were sitting on? No. No complaints there. They just want to hear that joyful sound. I'll tell you, most of them were not in the house of God on Sunday morning. And the reason I say that is that I have watched people that go to those things and get all excited about quartets and other groups that come and sing, but most of them are not real interested in the Word of God and the truth of God, and they don't really know the joyful sound that I'm talking about this morning. The only real joyful sound, brethren, is going to be the truth of God's Word. And there's another joyful sound. Listen, there's people that like rock music, and to them that's a joyful sound. But I'm telling you, that's a sickening sound to somebody that knows the joyful sound I'm talking about. There's a big difference in people that know the joyful sound and those that just know something they think is a joyful sound. There's a big difference in those that know the joyful sound of the preaching of the truth of the Word of God. Some like it and some don't. Look at Isaiah chapter 61. Look in your Bibles, please, at Isaiah chapter 61. The Word of God says in Isaiah chapter 61, the Word of God says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. And by the way, are good tidings to be preached to everybody according to this passage, this phrase right here? Good tidings are to be preached to whom? The meek. Now you find somebody that's proud and haughty, that's not the message that God sends to somebody that's proud and haughty. You don't hear good tidings. There's another message that God has for those that are proud and haughty. Isn't that true? Totally different message. Now, I want to ask you this question. Can even that message that goes to the proud and haughty, can it be a joyful sound to them? Yes. Because the Spirit of God can come and convict, and they come to know and feel in their heart and soul, God loves me. God cares what I'm doing. And I thank God He's showing me what I'm doing wrong. I had some people in Tifton this past week that told me, they said, I am so thankful that you preached what you preached tonight because it caused me to know the sin in my life. And I want to do better and I want to live better. That was a joyful sound. Was it a sound of rebuke? Did it make them feel good to begin with? It didn't make them feel good to see sin, but it made them feel good to know God still cares enough to show them the sin that's in their life. You understand what I'm saying? Even words of reproof and rebuke and correction can be a joyful sound if you're spiritual minded and you're on the wrong track. God can bring you right back. You remember that prodigal son? Prodigal son? You think about him. Think about him. He heard a joyful sound. We won't get into that right now. Look at this in Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61, and God has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. How do the meek feel when a man that is anointed of God preaches good tidings to the meek? How does that feel?
Joyful.
Yes, they heard the joyful sound. When you're meek, and you hear the good tidings of God, not from the man, but you hear it as if it's straight from the mouth of God. It causes good joy in your heart, joyful sound, the preaching of good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. He's going to declare what now? What's he declaring? The day of what? Vengeance of our God. Now, can that be a joyful sound? That's what I was trying to... Yes, that even that can be a joyful sound. To declare the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Listen to verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of what?
Joy.
The oil of joy for mourning. Have you ever been mourning because of sin in your life? And Jesus came and you heard the joyful sound, you're forgiven, you're forgiven. That woman that we studied about, I believe, last Sunday, that was such a wretched sinner, and that she washed Jesus' feet with her tears and dried His feet with her hairs, and she kissed His feet, and she worshipped Him. That woman was forgiven by Jesus. She heard the joyful sound, you're forgiven, you're forgiven. That prodigal son, when he came home and he knew what he needed to say and what he had to say and what he did say. Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But what did the father do? You know what word came out of his mouth? A joyful sound. Kill the fatted calf. Bring the ring. Bring the robe. This my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Was that a joyful sound to that son when he came back home? Have you ever heard the joyful sound when you came back to the Lord? When you came back to the Lord and you felt the forgiveness of God? I love you. I love you. I love you. I'll tell you, that's a joyful sound, isn't it? To hear God say, I love you. And to know in your soul Jesus loves you. Remember the text. Now, the text back there in Psalm 89:15 says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. I want you to know that if you know about this joyful sound that I'm trying to preach to you about that's in the Word of God, if you know that joyful sound, you are a blessed person. That's the whole focus of that text to begin with. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Verse 3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Do you see the reversal that's taking place here? All because of the joyful sound. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Now, are some people going to rejoice when they hear the joyful sound? Have you ever been in the house of God and you heard the joyful sound and you really rejoiced to hear the joyful sound? Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Is that a joyful sound? Jesus forgives, Jesus forgives. Is that a joyful sound? Jesus is King of Kings. Jesus right now, brethren, Jesus is ruling and reigning as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Is that a joyful sound to your ears to know that Jesus is on His throne right now? And it doesn't matter how much wickedness is going on in the world, Jesus is still in control. There's nothing taking Him by surprise. The wickedness of our nation has not taken Him by surprise. The wrong direction that we're going, that has not taken Him by surprise. The ones that we're choosing to rule over us that are so ungodly, none of that's taking Him by surprise. He knows what's going on. But He also knows that He has a remnant that still love Him and want to put Him first and are very burdened by the conditions in our nation today. And as they're mourning, they can sometimes hear Jesus come and say, "It's all right. I'll be with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll take care of you." He says in Matthew 6, He says not to worry about tomorrow. He gives all kinds of expressions there in Matthew 6 about how He will provide. He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, every necessity of life, all these things will be added unto you." Is that a joyful sound to know that God will take care of you? That's a joyful sound. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Now, go with me to 1 Corinthians just a moment, if you will. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. I want you to notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that the Word of God here makes it very clear that the same words that are a joyful sound to some people, they're a terrible sound to other people. There were people at the church that I preached at this week that They didn't like anything I preached. Just angry folks. Just angry. But now there were some people that really, really, really heard the joyful sound. Isn't it amazing? What causes the difference? What do you think determines whether you hear a joyful sound or a sound that just makes you angry? Yes, the condition of your heart. The condition of your heart. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Listen please to verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 says, "For the preaching of the gospel," the preaching of the cross, "is to them that perish," what? "Foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Listen, to some people, preaching is what? What's the first expression? To some people, preaching is what? Foolishness. But to other people, preaching is the power of God. To some people, preaching is a joyful sound, and to other people, preaching is a wretched sound. In fact, I would say that to all of God's children, sometimes we're in such a mess in our lives that any preaching we hear is just not a joyful sound. You ever been there? Have you ever been there where you just didn't like preaching? Have you ever been there where you just didn't like the preaching? Something bad, wrong. I've been there. I've been there. I know what it is. I know what it's like. Something bad, wrong in a person's life when they don't hear the joyful sound. They'll be very unhappy people, too. Because they're children of God. Here's the reason they're so unhappy. It's because they're children of God who are walking contrary to God's word and God's way, and they are very unhappy because the Spirit of God does not speak joy to their soul. Have you ever felt the joy of the Lord? The joy of the Lord. The Scripture says the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Scripture says that the kingdom of heaven is righteousness and peace and what?
Joy
in the Holy Ghost. Have you ever felt that joy that comes from God? Have you ever felt that joy? Have you ever heard the joyful sound? Well, then you're a blessed person, because the text says in Psalm 89:15, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Look in your Bibles at Acts chapter 2 just a moment. When Peter was preaching here in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, when Peter began to preach, and oh, what a glorious day that was. I just want you to all think a minute. If you had been Peter and you had denied Christ like he had less than 2 months before this day, you had denied Christ and you had seen Jesus looking at you. Right after you have denied Christ, not denied him once, not denied him twice, but denied him 3 times and cursed that you do not know that man. And then you have Jesus look at you. How would you have felt that day? And yet, less than 2 months later, now this shows the amazing grace of God, brethren. It shows the amazing grace of God. In fact, at the resurrection of Christ, the angel told the women, go tell the apostles and Peter. Oh, that's grace, you know it. I'd have said, you go tell all the apostles except Peter. Don't tell Peter. I don't want him to even know I'm risen from the grave. He's denied me, and I'm going to deny him. But listen, there's the grace of God. He said, you go tell the apostles and Peter. Even Peter. And then, on this day of Pentecost, God chose Peter to preach like I think no man has ever preached before. And he stood up that day, an unlearned man, standing in the midst of very, very educated people. And he preached in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. And the people were filled with the Spirit of God like it has never happened, probably before or since, on that day of Pentecost. Tremendous outpouring of the Holy Spirit on that day. Joyful sound. You know what Peter was saying to the people? I want you to hear. I want you to hear what he's saying now. Look at Acts 2, verse 36. He says in Acts 2, verse 36, here's what he's doing in preaching on that day. He says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, how are you going to feel? You're a Jew. You're part of those, the children of Israel out there. And Peter's up there telling you that God has made that same Jesus that you crucified, God has made him both Lord and Christ. Listen to the next verse. Here's the way they felt. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Was it a terrible sound in a sense up to this point? Watch this now. Watch this. That was a terrible sound, wasn't it? To say, you crucified Jesus Christ, and now he's King of kings and Lord of lords. So they said, what shall we do? Listen to what Peter said in Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Do you see the amazing grace of God on Peter, allowing him to preach? And now do you see the amazing grace of God on those people who had actually crucified Christ, and they said, what can we do? And the response is, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, and you'll receive the remission of sins. Isn't that a marvelous thing? He's just told them you killed him, and then he turns right around and says, you'll receive the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's a marvelous thing. That's a joyful sound right there. Did you know it? That's a joyful sound. You'll be forgiven if you'll repent and you'll be baptized. You'll be forgiven and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Next verse says, For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off. I'm telling you, every one of this, you in this congregation, that there is a great promise given here to you. That if you will repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will be forgiven of your sins and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And it is reserved for those who do follow what Christ says right here. And then he says in verse 40, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Do you see that? Blessed is the people that what? That hear the what? The joyful sound. Did you know that sometimes in order to hear the joyful sound, you first have to hear another sound? Did everybody follow this now? You go home and study this. They heard a different sound first. They heard a sound that made them feel convicted. They heard a sound that made them mourn. They knew they had crucified the Christ, the Son of the living God. They knew what they had done. They believed that what they had done was wrong. And they cried out, what shall we do? And Peter said, repent and be baptized, and you'll be forgiven, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then the Scripture says, and they that gladly received his word were baptized. They had heard the what? They had heard the joyful sound. Have you ever heard the joyful sound? Have you ever heard Jesus telling you that you should be baptized? Have you ever heard that feeling in your heart? I need to be baptized. Because the Word of God teaches, brethren, that every disciple of Christ should follow Christ in water baptism. And if you're going to sit around and wait until you think God's telling you to do something, you're disobeying the Word of God. God's already told you in His Word what to do. That's like saying, I'm going to wait till I feel led to go to church, whether or not I go to church. Or I'm going to wait till I feel led to tithe before I tithe. I'm going to wait till I feel led. If God has already told you to do something in your word, and you're waiting till He tells you privately and personally to do something, you're going down a wrong path. Jesus is calling. Is Jesus calling? Not just in water baptism. Are there other ways that Jesus is calling you? Is Jesus calling you to be something better than what you are right now? Can you hear the voice of Jesus calling you? He's calling this morning. He's calling you. And it's a marvelous thing that Jesus Christ would call me. He called me from death into life. He called me from death into life. I was quickened. I was born again by the power of God. But He calls His people after they've been born again. He calls them to follow Him. And so it is, Jesus has said to me, just like He said to Peter and to all those apostles, He said just two words. What did He say? Follow me. Has Jesus called you to follow Him? I pray that God will help us this morning to hear the joyful sound. It's a wonderful thing that Jesus would come to even you and say to even you, follow me. May God help us to hear the joyful sound and to respond to it in obedience is my prayer for Christ's sake.